So motorists won't now be paying higher toll charges on motorways from the new year after the government agreed to defer an increase already approved by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. The issue provoked significant political opposition and indeed divergent views, it was reported, within government. Well, let's talk to David Murphy, who has more on this. David, what is today's cabinet decision and what does it mean in terms of the private operators who run these motorways and the monies that are might well be due to them as a result of this?
Well, the proposal, Brian, had been that private cars on most toll roads were facing an increase of 10 cent, with the toll in the M4 increasing by 20 cent and the M50 increasing by 20 cent for cars with tags. Now, what's happened today is that the government have decided to defer that increase, and that cost is now going to be absorbed by the state as opposed to it being paid by motorists. So that's a 12.5 million euro cost. Legally, the operators are entitled to increase tolls in line with inflation. So in other words, they were able to introduce this increase. Obviously, the government didn't like the look of that politically, it coming during a cost of living crisis and at a time when motorists were facing higher fuel bills.
So do we know, is this 12.5 million going to come out of the roads budget? Because that was something that Eamon Ryan, the Transport Minister, was concerned about, wasn't he?
No, it's not going to come from the roads budget. The money's going to be found by the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. So obviously that has an overview regarding all of the government's finances. So in other words, it will be found elsewhere, but not out of the roads budget.
But where exactly, we don't know.
That's right. Right.
So in relation then to what happens in July, at this stage, the increase will go ahead at that point on the 1st of July.
That's right. The increase is still penciled in to go ahead on the 1st of July. Obviously, there has been a lot of political opposition to this. Sinn Féin are raising it in the Dáil today by way of bringing a private member's motion on the topic. And they will still be calling for the increase to be scrapped, mm-hmm. despite the fact that the government have deferred it until the 1st of July.
Just another question on another matter that was signed off on Cabinet today, we understand. David, the establishment of this agri-food regulator, what can you tell us about that?
Well, as you know, there's been quite a lot of concern about the prices that are paid to farmers for their produce and whether or not there's fair competition within the market. So the government has signed off on the establishment of an agri-food regulator who is going to be able to look into the practices in the food industry. And the regulator will have the power to impose fines of up to 10 million euro or 10% of turnover. A budget of 4 million euro has been set aside to establish the body, which is going to commence next year. But I think in part it's in response to those concerns we've heard in the farming industry to ensure that farmers are able to get a fair price for their produce.
David Murphy at Leinster House, thanks very much indeed for that. Well, let's get some reaction to this announcement in relation to the tolls. Eugene Drennan is president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. It's presumably a decision which you welcome, Eugene Drennan.
Yes, indeed, we welcome it. Very much so, because the figures for us were a good bit higher than 10 cents, and the cumulative added up figure is very significant to the supply chain of Ireland. Within the contract for the toll roads, there is also a discount mechanism for volume users, which they have never given us and never allowed. So we will be seeking a meeting with TII to thrash that out. But for today, it's very welcome news. I'm glad the government had a refresh and looked at it wisely.
And what sort of saving does it mean for your industry as a whole? If the total figure is 12.5 million, how much of that, if this had gone ahead, would have been stumped up by hauliers?
Oh, I would say close to 8 million. It would mean a medium-range fleet in the south or west of Ireland would be paying roughly 100,000 to 130,000 in tolls already in yearly. And it would mean a 20,000 to 30,000 euro increase on that with this increase. So it's very significant.
What about the fact, though, that it's not an increase that's been cancelled, it's been deferred, and as of now what we're being told is that it will kick in July?
That's why we'll be seeking the meeting with TII to see our section of it, because it's supply chain, and if we have to pay it, then you pay it even when you use the toll, and then you pay it again when you don't use it because we're using it. So that's unfair, and it heightens the amount of money the VAT has had added onto for you paying personally. Mm-hmm. So that is double taxation on it. And the M50 is paid for. So that's another taxation. So we have to get to a balanced reality across the board of tolling.
So you're saying this is a decision today which should have actually deferred the increase for all of next year?
Yes, I am, and it's an inflationary allowance, and hopefully governments across Europe will be getting to grips with inflation by next year, and it won't be needed.
And just to go back to this discounts for volume users, that's something which is provided for, is that right, you're saying, but it has never been exercised?
Yes. Yes, we have tried it umpteen times. There was always obstructions from the tolling companies and their various ones. It was around their IT. We got over that. Then they wanted prepayment. We got over that. Then they couldn't discount it back to the individual. Always an IT. Now, I am aware they have newer methodology and they have newer ways of dealing with these things. That's why we go into TII now to see can we straighten out some balance, because on the heavier end of the bigger trucks, we are paying 620, I think, now, and this would have driven us to 650 or 670. It is very large sums, and the collective use of two or three tolls is very, very high in this country for distance and kilometres covered. And as I say, because so much of the supply chain goes on trucks, 98% of the supply chain. So it is a big cost factor that has to be added on and, of course, deflected.
All right, Eugene Drennan, President of the Road Haulage Association, thank you very much for that.